Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Just a couple of quick notes here at the top of the hour. We're going to be joined just a little later by Courtney Harris. She is a police officer, and she was facing the end of her career until my friends at responderrescue.org were able to step in and help. That's one reason that we love to help out Responder Rescue this time of year. We've got our ATF raffle going on, and we'll talk to Courtney coming up at about 8:20 on how you can help, because we're going to draw the big winner of that raffle on Wednesday. So you got a day and a half left, and I want you to hear Courtney's story. She'll be joining us here at about 8:20. At the bottom of the hour, it is time for Wiggins America. He's joining us on Tuesdays now instead of Fridays. And guess what? His second book came out today, and we get to talk to him about it.
That's awesome.
Very excited to have our two-time published author Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America, in studio at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to that. And he's got a very well-known name, has not only endorsed the book, but wrote the foreword for it. And we'll get to all that for you here at the bottom of the hour. First, though, I want to refocus for a minute on what happened last week in the Francis House School District. Confirmed for me by a number of parents that at Francis Howe High, there is a 6-foot-tall, 200-plus-pound man using the girls' room. And nobody seems to care, from what we can tell. Everybody wants it to just go away. And we've got Jane Puskar with us right now, who's, of course, on the school board out there. Jane, how are you?
I'm fine, Mark. Thanks for having me. Hello, Kim. How are you?
Hi, great.
Yeah,
thanks for being on.
Thank you for giving us a few minutes this morning. So what happened last week? I know we talked about it. We talked to Joe Brazel and another mom from the district, and they were obviously upset over what's going on at Francis Howe High. How was this? How did this go in the meeting?
Well, let me give you a little bit of background. In October of 2023, the policy 2116, privacy and safety in restrooms and locker rooms, was put on the agenda for a first read. It never saw the light of day after that. The reason, I got a bunch of reasons that were, I'll get into that in a minute. But what happened was I wanted the agenda to be put on the policy to be put on the December agenda. And so I made the motion for 2116 to go on the December agenda for a first read, not a vote, just a first read. And the president of the board denied my motion and made a remark about it somehow violating sunshine laws or something like that. I don't even know. But he said he wouldn't allow it. So then I made a motion to overturn the president's decision and I couldn't get a second, so the motion failed. All six of them sat on their hands while I tried to do what's right to protect our girls in our bathrooms and locker rooms, and nobody would join me.
That's frustrating.
What do you think it is, though? Why are they not speaking up? These are the people who were elected into the position. Some of them ran as conservatives saying they would do that, and here they are twiddling their thumbs doing nothing.
They're supposedly 5-2 majority of conservatives. What happened is, I don't know, you know, sometimes people run on one thing and say things that, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and then they change once they get in office. But the reasons that I've heard from some of them on the board why they didn't want this put back on the agenda was, well, they want to wait for the Missouri Supreme Court decision. Now's not the right time. We're going to get sued. I want a 7-0 vote. It's the legislature's job. And then my favorite, there's no public outcry. Well, public, get out there and get involved. Call 636-851-4000 and take back our bathrooms. It's as simple as that. These little girls are being treated like second-class citizens because they're being told that your privacy wants and needs are superseded by a male that wants to go into your bathroom. It's not fair, and it truly upsets me. And I'm so disappointed in the lack of action by the other board members. Just so, totally disappointed.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. I wonder if you know that a policy you're going to pass is likely to cause a lawsuit, for example, but you know that same decision is in a different case is about to be heard by the Supreme Court. What difference does it make if you go ahead and institute the policy now? If the court rules against it, it's going to get thrown out anyway. And if the court rules for it, then you've already got your policy in place.
Yeah, and the sad little fact, Mark, is that court case is nothing like our policy. And that's another part I don't understand. That happened in Blue Springs, and if you want to read up on it, fine. Kid went through hormone blockers, sex surgery, went to the other bathroom, and the board said, no, you can't go in that bathroom. And I believe that child was treated poorly, very poorly. That is nothing like ours. Ours is boys and boys, girls and girls, gender confused in a single-sex bathroom. And if you had your driver's license changed, you can go in the bathroom that your driver's license says. Not your birth certificate, your driver's license. So tell me, you know what's going to happen? The lawsuit that we see is going to be much, much larger from the parents of the young lady who gets cert. Who gets hurt or is exposed to in that bathroom. Sorry.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that completely. Yeah, I was going to ask you what the specifics were of this particular policy. That's just common sense. I don't know why we can't get around that. And my guess is there were parents that showed up at the meeting the other night and voiced their frustrations. Am I correct?
That's correct. And in the December meeting, we're going to have a couple more. What they did was they invoked Policy 412, which states that you as a patron or parent can go directly to the superintendent, bypass all the bureaucracy, you know, how you get passed from this person to that person. Bypass that. Talk to the superintendent. He has to give you an appointment within 20 days. And if the superintendent cannot give you a resolution to your issue, then you have the right to go address the board for 5 full minutes, 3 people, 5 minutes each at the next board meeting. Right now we have 2 that are going to the December board meeting, and I'm hoping that more people will step up. But I'll tell you, Mark, they're afraid to step up because of the fact that parents are fearful of retribution to their kids. It's a real thing.
You've got to be kidding me. You can't go in open session to the board and during public comments and talk about this?
Well, you can, but your kids might be taken off some sports team or not given that, you know, that special designation of leader, whatever, whatever.
Wow. Wouldn't that be retaliation? I mean, wouldn't that then?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And the unfortunate thing is by the time you would legally pursue that, you know, your kids are probably out of school. Mm-hmm. And these parents are afraid. The kids are afraid. When a young lady was asked by her father, why didn't you tell me this was happening? The kid said, because, Dad, I didn't want to be the one.
Yeah.
Isn't part of the issue, because I know the Wentzville School District has had this battle as well, and it was that the people, the kids, like the trans kids, they don't want to have to walk all the way down the hallway to the single stall bathroom.
Yeah, well, what ours says is you can't be held responsible by your teacher for being late for a reasonable amount of time. You can't skip half the class. but you cannot be marked tardy because it took you longer to go to a bathroom.
So you've covered that. Yeah, it sounds like
yeah.
it. Well, Jane, when is your next meeting? The 12th, did you say?
December the 12th.
Yeah.
At 6:30, 801 Carpenter Center Drive. Please, everybody, we need conservative people there. The other side has had their say. Now we need ours. Let's take back our bathrooms and do something about this misogyny.
I hope people show up. Jane Pushkar, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Mark. And Kim, you guys have a great, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too, Jane. Thank you very much. Jane Pushkar there with the Francis Howell School Board. Next meeting, December 12th. If you think that's about as outrageous as I do, go out there and voice your opinion as a taxpayer. Let them know, please.
Get more at 971talk.com.